Here we are, day 183, also known as the halfway point.
In a world where we're constantly told to consume, regaining control can feel like a daily battle. Count every calorie, eat slowly, only when you're actually hungry. Understand your inner chimp. Keep your journey front of mind. And together, we'll develop a better relationship with food. This is hashtag 365.
And I think the latter part of the year deserved a new intro, no? So I created something suitably ludicrous and over the top, featuring myself doing a terrible American accent for added kicks. This is hashtag 365, day 183, the halfway point of this 365-day journey. Well, technically speaking, halfway through yesterday was the halfway point. You can't easily half 365. I mean, you can, but you know what I mean. Anyway, today is the halfway point. And as I've mentioned a few times, the second part of this journey is going to be quite different to the first. And this has been born out of necessity. Although in the first part of the year, I feel like I've learned so much and discovered so much about myself, and hopefully you have about yourself too. I've allowed myself too much flexibility and too much freedom to sort of think and feel and experience and do. And now this is about knuckling down. There is a goal to hit. This is crunch time. And like I said on the podcast the other day, it might seem like a long crunch time because 6 months is a long time, I appreciate. But I mean it's crunch time because every single day matters. There's no room for experimentation now. There's no room for falling off the wagon and having a few weeks of like ballsing it up and then, you know, learning from that and it cementing things in my mind. And, you know, that's all, we've done that. Now, it's just about achieving that goal. Singular focus on 14 stone. It's the healthy weight that I'm supposed to be. And I am not going to fail myself this time. 6 months left. 26 weeks left. 41 pounds to lose. It seems overwhelming. It seems like a lot. It actually only works out a pound and a half a week. But it's a pound and a half every single week, no matter what happens. So there's going to be weeks where I have to do more than that. Because there's going to be weeks where I plateau. There's going to be weeks when the weight just simply does not come off for whatever reason. I've got to be mindful of that. And I've got to push towards that goal. So I'm doubling down. I'm actually restructuring how my week works. Every day is going to have a different theme. Today, the first day of the week, the day after the weigh-in. For me, it's a Monday. Depends when you started the podcast. It might not be a Monday for you. It's why I don't usually refer to day names. I just refer to the number. Because people might be listening at different times, you know. But the day after the weigh-in, the end of week weigh-in, is motivation day. Getting you back on track, putting everything into focus. Tuesday is a realizations day, where I'm going to bury the realizations, the important realizations that I've had deep in my mind. Realization day. Looking back at those realizations again and again. Yes, there's going to be repetition, but that's what it takes to bury them in my mind. That's what that day is going to be about. The following day will be revisit day. So looking back at some of the kind of life-changing things we've discussed, whether that's principles or psychological practices or whatever it is that will help push towards that goal. Then on the next day, so Thursdays for me, it might not be a Thursday for you. That's midweek weigh-in day. I've been umming and ahhing about this for ages, as you know, but I've taken the decision. I'm going to do midweek weigh-ins and I'm going to do them right here on the podcast. I'm not just going to do them behind the scenes. I'm going to do them. So that day is going to be midweek weigh-in day. It's going to be very simple. Step on the scales, see where we're at. Am I on track with my goal for the week? Am I not? Either way, it's important to know. The following day, I've called the push. Just about driving through, keeping you up to date with what's going on in my life, how I'm coping with everything, and just driving through. The next day, which to me is Saturday, might not be to you depending on how you're listening, like I say, I've called it DFI Day, affectionately titled Don't Fuck It Day. You know, I want to focus on that day, on the great feeling that I'll have waking up on weighing day, not feeling bloated and full of regret that I've completely messed it up. As you've probably noticed throughout this journey to date, it's that day, the day before the weigh-in, that I always mess it up. It might be because in my timeline, it's a Saturday, and on a Saturday, I'm instantly out of my day-to-day routine. We know we have plans with friends, do things with family, we go out for meals, all that sort of stuff. That's why I'm making that day Don't Fuck It Day. I've only got to do it 26 more times. 26 times is nothing. In the grand scheme of a life, I've just not got to fuck it 26 times. Apologies for my French. I'm feeling impassioned. And then, of course, the day after that is weigh-in day, where all that comes to fruition and I see every week that weight coming off on the scales. Like I say, 41 pounds to go in 26 weeks. This is day 183. When I stand on the scales on day 189, at most, I need to be 16 stone 10. So I want to kickstart this week with a 3-pound weight loss, keeping everything in mind that I've learned. And you know what? I'm excited about it.